Welcome back, everyone, to Check the Stats, your weekly sports podcast. I am Hamza, along with Dodge,
Yo,
Harry,
Yo,
and T-Rain.
What's good?
And we ring in the new year, Kobe's year, 2024.
Yes, sir.
Another, I don't know what.
New year, new
me. Another year of CTS. Year.
You go to, you go to commercial gyms. How was it today? What? Commercial gyms? How hard?
No, a lot of.
I say commercial gyms.
A lot of New Year resolution. You know, a lot of people that will fade away in 2 or 3 months. But yeah, we made it to another year, boys.
Hope everyone has a blessed year. Yes, you know what I'm saying? Year.
Finally made it. Finally made it. Nah, get the fuck out of here.
All right. So we haven't talked about the NFL in a long, long minute. It's been an interesting season so far, and we're heading into the playoffs with Week 18. And, you know, we're going to give out a few predictions and all that. But before we head into the next week and, you know, maybe even talk about last week, any thoughts on the regular season so far? Just in general? Saints? Saints, Real Madrid?
We got to talk about the Saints? I don't know.
No, let's not talk about the Saints.
Just in general.
In general.
How you feel about the
news? In general, I would say that a lot of teams surprised us, like the Detroit Lions. Mm-hmm. Okay.
True.
Same record as the Eagles.
Yeah. And a lot of teams are disappointing us, like the Eagles.
Same record as the Lions? You
know? We've seen a lot of comebacks this year, like a comeback of Joe Flacco.
Oh, yeah.
Flacco came off his couch.
With his kids.
He's leading the Browns to the playoffs, which is insane.
Interesting.
He's so good.
Crazy.
He's so good that they're resting him for the last week.
Clinched.
That's how valuable Joe Flacco is in 2024 is insane. For his
some
former team's division rival, you know how crazy that is.
Some are saying Ravens Browns Joe Flacco throws 500 yards and wins the game.
Yeah, but Lamar's not playing. For Week 18?
No, I'm saying.
Oh, playoffs. In the playoffs.
Ravens play.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Steelers.
Yeah.
That would be insane.
If Joe Flacco beats Lamar in the playoffs, I will not be watching the rest of the playoffs. I'll tell you that.
Was it more of a shocker that the Commanders are eliminated already?
Why are we here?
Or
right
the
now?
Broncos have been eliminated already. I will beat your ass.
Whoa.
That's right.
You said, is it more shocking the Broncos got eliminated or the Commanders?
Commanders already.
Commanders
at this
suck. Like, there's not even.
And before,
I think right. both. Okay,
that's
listen.
Understandable.
I think both teams had low expectations.
Dude, come on. The Broncos were not like that.
They had low expectations.
They were 8-8.
Like, still.
Especially over the first 3-4 weeks of the season, you were like, the Broncos are literally terrible. Like,
yeah.
What's changed? They got 70 points dropped on them. We were like, season's over.
Yeah.
Since then, they actually looked pretty, like you know, not
it was like
terrible.
Little five games.
Not terrible. They looked competent. And then it started falling apart.
Yep. They did.
Started falling apart. And then.
Started not riding no more.
I'm sure you were excited to see that, you know.
No,
as a,
not, even, like, not even. The Broncos?
Yeah, you don't. Sean Payton. You don't
Why would him. I want Sean Payton to win?
That's what I'm saying. You're excited to see them on their downfall.
Yes, yeah. I am. Very excited. But, I wanted to see them do even worse, but I mean.
Getting rid of Wilson? How do we feel about that? They're, next year, right? They already sat him?
They benched him already.
Yeah.
I mean, they sat him because of the money he's getting paid. Mm-hmm. They're gonna have to pay him regardless, like $80 million, like dead cap. Or $80 million and still have him on the payroll. So they're like, let's just eat the money and just get him off the roster for next year. I don't blame him.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was their dumbass fault for giving him that much money in the first place. Because that much money for like a Russell Wilson that didn't look that good in Seattle anyways is crazy.
It was expected. He's for expecting to be cut in March.
Yes, that's what I just said.
My apologies.
So where's he going to land?
I misread that.
Where's he going to land?
Commanders.
Nope. We're getting Caleb Williams, baby.
Let's ride.
Nope. I'm fine, bro.
Where would he go?
I'm good.
I don't want
to
ride.
If Justin Fields doesn't get traded, I could see Russell Wilson going to the Falcons.
Whoa.
Or
Falcons, not bad. Russell Wilson's contract was $245 million.
You thought he was getting paid nothing?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that much.
Clearly.
Holy shit.
That's why it's not surprising because that's how bad he's been for two seasons.
That's why I asked about the hype.
When you're giving him that much money over how many years you gave him, you're supposed to be like a top
bite the bullet, 85.
You're supposed
makes
to be a top five, top 16 in the league if you're paying that much money.
Yeah.
Top 8, like at the least. Yeah. They're not even top like 12.
Mm.
So I mean, it's not that surprising to me.
One more team I'm gonna ask about, the Bengals. Even though Joe Burrow has been injured for most of it, but they started off shit.
Very, very bad.
Very ass.
But also because Joe Burrow was hurt. So I mean, I never really counted them out. He had that calf problem. came back, started looking really, really good, and then got hurt again. Mm. Even his backup looked like decent though. Browning. Yeah,
Browning.
He's held his own in a few games. Like he had a few, he had a few 300-yard games. Definitely looked solid, but I mean, Joe Burrow is Joe Burrow. Like you can't really pace that fully. Yeah. You could try, but
and
backup is a backup for a reason. You know, they're not gonna win you games, but they'll do their best not to lose them. That's their job. But the Bengals.
Yeah, it was tragic, but you know, they're not, I don't think they were gonna do shit in the playoffs either way.
Yeah. Playoffs. Sorry. So you were expecting them to go to the playoffs before the season started.
If they had Burrow,
Say that. But I just don't think they were gonna do shit after that. You know?
A little bit like a first round exit, probably.
Yeah, damn.
Compared to these Ravens,
Ravens.
No,
they would have definitely been a first round exit. Because the Bengals were doing that good, and the Steelers wouldn't be in the playoff picture, because the Bengals would have taken off too. Because the Browns are doing really good.
Speaking of the Ravens, who have been, you know,
the best team in the league
so far, after they beat San Francisco and the Dolphins, smacked the Dolphins,
destroyed both of those teams. Yep. Yeah,
so they're looking like
the Ravens destroyed the second Super best Bowl team bound. In their conference and destroyed the best team in the other conference.
Super Bowl bound.
If they stay healthy,
per
they're gonna win the Super Bowl. They're gonna win the Super Bowl.
You know, I'm very happy for Lamar. Mm-hmm. He had so many doubts for his contract. You know, why is he getting that money? Now he.
I remember talking about that too.
Yeah, I can't believe like not many teams wanted to give him an offer.
That's crazy.
I think
man.
Like part of it was the Ravens said they were going to match almost any offer. So I mean, teams were mostly just like, why are we even going to offer him?
Point.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, he's insane, bro. Like I don't think there's any quarterback in the league that can do what he. I mean, we already know that, but like even when Mahomes was firing like last year, like he wasn't doing the shit that Lamar is doing. Like, he's literally playing like two players. Like he's like amazing running back and an amazing quarterback. Like I've never seen the 49ers like defense so scared of a player. You know how they weren't even like rushing their D line at some point.
Yeah.
Because as soon as like their D line will like get in the backfield, then they were scared Lamar is taking off.
Yeah.
So they literally just sat half their lineman back, which is insane. And he's still. Yeah. He beat them with his arm.
He kind of improved on that this season somehow.
A lot.
Somehow he's still improving every season.
Yeah, every season.
Is this a ceiling? But then he just gets better.
His biggest thing, right? We didn't know that he could scramble and stuff, but his arm was his biggest.
Now he's issue. It used to be like he'll beat you with his legs, and then he'll kill you with some plays with his arm. But now he's gonna beat you with his arm, and those plays that you're covering all his receivers, you're not gonna be able to stop him because he's the best ball carrier like in the league. He literally looks like he's running in slow motion against NFL guys, like all pro guys.
Yeah, I see him being better than Mahomes this season. Basically,
he's been the best. He's the MVP. Yeah. Mahomes hasn't been that great. We could talk about the Chiefs if you want for a second. What do you guys think about the Chiefs?
Did Taylor Swift cause his downfall?
Here we go.
was the hype too much?
No, I don't know about Taylor Swift. I mean, I don't know if it helped. I don't know if the Taylor Swift thing helped, but I mean,
Kelsey hasn't been himself. Kelsey has been
pretty shit for like the past like maybe like six-ish weeks.
I think six weeks. I think it's his brother showing up to the games, or Mahomes' brother.
Jackson. He always showed up to the games, but I had nothing to do with anything.
No, I think the whole offense in general struggled. I think the only thing that really like ignited the offense is like Pacheco and McKinnon. Yeah. Those are like their front.
Rasheed Rice breakout year.
Yeah.
Kadarius Toney has been the exact opposite of that. He's been the reason for so many like
probably lost
pivotal
like,
losses.
I think they lost like 2-3 games.
Yeah,
like not because of him, but they could have won. They could have won the game if he made those plays. Like, they didn't lose it because of him.
Yeah. The receivers are not that threatening.
The receivers are very very average.
Yeah.
The play calling is not the best.
Yeah.
And also like, if Kelsey's not firing, then.
Done. Well, who else is he throwing?
You have no shot.
You barely have anybody to throw to. I mean, the Bills even beat them, and the Bills are like kind of hot water right now.
Yeah, like so. They lost Bieniemy in the offseason to Washington, and you know everybody's saying, "Oh, the Chiefs' offense doesn't look as good because they lost Bieniemy, right?" Mm-hmm. But then Washington fans are saying, "You know, there are a lot of Washington fans in this area. Obviously, it's where we're located, the Washington area."
Yes, it's our location.
A lot of them are telling me that Bieniemy is not a good coach.
Damn.
The word on the street is that he doesn't scheme his receivers open.
Word on the street.
He has made Sam Howell lose his confidence. What do you think about that? Do you guys think Bieniemy is a big reason why the offense is that bad?
No, I think Okay, first of all, this is his first year, right? He's with a rookie quarterback. But I think...
Not a rookie, but yeah.
That's his first year starting.
Not a rookie, but yeah.
Okay. Okay.
First year quarterback in the starting position.
Okay.
Go ahead. In some definitions.
He gave him so many chances, right? Like, we're a pass-heavy team. He's always been known to, like, pass the ball and not run. Mm-hmm. He's given him chances. But I do agree with the scheme part. You're not getting your best wide receiver open. Yeah. You're not feeding Terry at all. Mm-hmm. He's still about to get 1,000 yards, by the way. Sorry.
Okay.
That's that. But, yeah, I don't think he's going to – it's a good thing that, you know, we're not making him a coach, head coach, because that was a lot of buzz, too, there after Ron. Oh, Eric Bieniemy's going to be coach, but no.
So who's going to be coach? That's not
– I don't know. We'll see.
Do you have anybody in mind who you would want to be his coach?
Well, reports are saying, oh, Bill Belichick, but I don't want Bill Belichick. Please, God, no.
I would take Belichick if I had a good OC, yeah, but it doesn't look like you guys do.
I think next year, like next season, is where when we really see Eric Bieniemy, because it takes his first year.
It
takes time, and he doesn't run the ball
at all.
And Brian Robinson is there, you know.
He's a really good running back.
You got to use him, dude. And I don't know, man. We'll see. We'll see when we get Caleb Williams.
All right, bro. How certain are you?
Yeah, what's your percentage? Give us a percentage.
There's no way Bears are going to go for Caleb Williams.
Why?
There's no way.
What do you mean,
Justin Fields is not the problem in Chicago.
Okay, but what if they trade Justin Fields to get 2, 3, 4 picks and you get Caleb Williams?
Okay, that's a different story, man.
How is that a different story? That's literally what could happen. It's possible. It's literally what could happen.
No, I think we'll land Caleb Williams. If we really wanted to.
What's the percentage?
I'd say about like 70, 80%, bro.
78%.
70-80%.
80% that you're going to get Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Who else
are we going to go for, dude? We have no solid quarterback right now. We're not sticking with Brissett.
Penix?
Yeah, that's true.
Washington quarterback?
Yeah. But I know. I'd rather take the home native Caleb Williams.
If he's available.
That's crazy, though.
If he's available.
I just don't think Chicago's going to go for Caleb.
I feel like they will, bro. Like, because Justin Fields is not the problem. But, like, if I'm the Bears, I'm like, okay, Justin Fields has been fine.
Mm-hmm. So it's the coaching.
I could ship out Justin Fields and get a few more picks and get another possibly generational quarterback.
Yeah.
And I have another year or two.
Just to rebuild.
Another year or two of reset because Justin Fields is his second year in the league or third year in the league?
Third.
So they're going to have to pay him soon if they don't trade him. Yeah. So basically start over on your rookie quarterback and he could potentially be a better quarterback and you could get more assets.
But how do you think?
So if I'm the Bears... You could have just as a good, if not better, quarterback and more picks.
But the thing is, if the quarterback's not the problem, if the quarterback's not the problem and it's coaching, what are you going to do when a new quarterback comes in?
It's not the quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. But like, coaching is going to take
a huge effect. Because Justin Fields is not generational. But Caleb Williams has gotten generational shouts, quotation marks. Generational.
I don't know, man.
Big quotation marks.
2022 Heisman winner.
I don't think a quarterback can prospect. You know?
Addicted to like every other thing except football. Jordy football, bro. He having a season. Where is he playing? The XFL? Where the fuck ever he is playing?
I don't even know where he's
hitting
playing.
Hitting blunts after touchdowns. Whatever the fuck he's doing.
That was not the XFL.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it was. It was that indoor football.
That was some like random shitty ass league.
He got suspended for that. He stopped playing after that.
He's on documentaries. That's what he is.
Yeah, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Plus, moving here. Caleb Williams a DC native, right?
Yes.
Is DC or Maryland?
Some shit like that.
I know it's DMV. I don't know where.
I think he's Maryland, but like, Maryland. If you're here, you're going to say DC.
DMV. DMV, DMV.
Bro. DMV.
Yeah. DMV, bro. The Washington Commanders moving out the D and going to the V.
That's crazy. That's a wild thing to say, Hamza.
Yeah.
Nah.
Bro.
Yeah, that was wild.
You need some serious help.
Nah, but they are moving.
They're not moving from the D. They're moving from the M, bro.
They're literally
fucking Landover. That's true. My bad. That's the capital.
They're literally moving this on the other side of the river, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not that far. It's just.
Is it Alexandria?
It's Alexandria.
Wizards and Caps are going to be in that area, and then. The Commanders are like in the Arlington. That's not
the place. It's the same thing. It's the same area.
It's the same shit.
I think they're all going to be
same shit.
I think they're all going to be in the same area. It's just Arlington.
That's tough though. That's
fine. For us, I mean, hell yeah. What is that? Like 40 minutes away.
Closer to the heart.
Better than an hour and 25 minutes away.
Yeah, but I feel like it's cool because it's going to be a nicer venue. It's going to be a nicer area around the stadium, which is like what you want. Right? You want to go to it because the FedEx Field is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Worst
like,
place.
A lot of like cities, you go to the stadium. It's in the heart of the city. It's like bars nearby, restaurants, like sightseeing places. Commander's Field is just in the middle of fucking nowhere. It's just a parking lot around it. There's no scenery. There's nothing there. The stadium is run down. So that's cool. They're moving away.
Yeah.
But the Wizards are moving too, right? I know we're not talking about the NBA, but like...
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of a little weird because the Capital One is in the heart of one. Yeah.
Capital One is amazing.
It's in the heart of DC. Like, that's kind of cool.
That's a vibe over there.
It was like they had a metro station nearby.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a little weird.
I think...
You do want it to be like next to a city, but I think they're making that venue like super nice. So it might be fine. You know, it might make it good enough.
But the thing is, it's right there. It's only like... They're saying it's like 8 to 8 miles or something.
Okay, but you know how far 8 miles is in DC?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's what I'm saying.
Eight miles in DC. It's like LA. Eight miles is like 45 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. It's still a commute, but I'd rather see my team in DC. But yeah, obviously, there's no space.
True. Yeah. True.
But if they can make something beautiful and like
that's what I'm saying,
you know, that's fine.
They're gonna make it look nice for sure.
Traffic, rich ass new owners.
The traffic's going to be wild. The traffic's already bad enough in that area. it's gonna be even worse.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm glad they didn't bring it out here.
Yeah,
I'm glad they didn't bring it out here.
It's probably
Virginia whatever. Traffic is enough, bad enough enough
about
is.
That. I was gonna say it's probably off like the toll road or some shit, but there's no way that they would not take traffic into account because there's so much residential. Oh, yeah,
of course they will. Of course.
Check the stats. About to be taken down by location after this episode. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna be like, yo, they're right there.
Nah, chill.
We're in some bunkers in the caves of fucking Afghanistan.
Before they were talking about RFK Stadium, but that's too small.
I think they're gonna demolish that.
Demolish it.
Look at all these casual fans. That's all I'm talking about, man.
What the fuck is that?
If you didn't know,
what is it?
May learn something for once. See what it is.
We got.
What's RFK?
I got it. Don't worry about it.
You got it now?
I got it.
You sure?
I got it.
You
Google was helpful.
You still don't know what it is.
More than you.
What is it then?
Hey, don't worry about it.
What is it?
Move on.
I'm still waiting.
I don't know how to explain myself. I got it.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's like...
It's okay, bro.
There's
so many fans in this area. They just... There's no substance. It's just... It's all on the surface level.
We got so many fans. It's just want to flaunt that they know more than other people. It's okay. That's fine. That's fine.
Y'all out there, but a lot of...
But I'm the type of person that helps my peers instead of... Berates them for no apparent reason.
First of all,
no?
It's berates.
That's not fine.
Berates.
Look at this. See?
Berates is not a word.
Point in case. Thank you for that.
There's a lot of
Thank
surface level fans out there. You know.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of us.
A lot of people need their hardcore.
Hardcore fans. In depth details.
To summarize,
we take pride in knowing facts.
We take pride in being
surface level fans. Yeah.
It's unseasoned. Chicken breast.
Barbecue chicken.
Yep. All right. Let's. What were you saying?
To summarize everything.
Go ahead. Commando.
I think it's gonna be pretty sick that all the Washington teams are gonna be in one area, right? They're gonna be right side of the lake or whatever.
Yeah, that's a nice atmosphere.
Right. It's a nice atmosphere. I'm excited for it. Way better than FedEx. Anything that's
that's what I'm saying.
You know,
FedEx was genuinely the worst stadium in the league. Like they literally had lists and it was the last. Like atmosphere around the stadium, absolutely nothing. And then when you go into the stadium, there's absolutely nothing.
The structure of it. What was the games last year when the fans were like cheering? The shit was like shaking. I wouldn't want to be there.
The fence fell on Jalen Hurts, right?
Yeah, that was like, yeah.
And then there's leaks. There's leaks coming through the stadium like every other week when
the
rain.
Sewer leak. You know, that's sewage, dirty.
Bro.
Glad they did that stadium.
Like I went to the Jets stadium, and like even that is a very terrible stadium, MetLife. And it was still better than Washington's stadium. Still way better.
Shout out the new owners, Josh Harrison and Magic Johnson. Do your thing, bro.
Do your thing.
Virginia Commanders.
It's about to be, bro.
That's right. Going into week 18, we have some few teams that are hanging outside the playoff picture and are on the hunt. Got Jags, Bills, Colts, Bucks, and surprisingly Packers. The few teams on the bubble that if things stay the way they are, they're going to be eliminated, including the Saints.
The Saints literally don't control their own destiny, so they could win next week, and they still won't. Like, it's not up to, it's not up to them. Like, the Bucks have to lose the game, which I doubt because they're playing the Panthers, who are literally the worst team in the league. So unless the Bucks have an insane meltdown, which I doubt, the Saints are not making the playoffs. So I don't want them to make the playoffs. I don't want to make the playoffs because I hope that gets Dennis Allen fired, which it probably won't. But you know, you could hope, because getting to the playoffs, definitely won't get him fired.
Yep.
Missing the playoffs with the easiest, one of the easiest schedules in the league, if that doesn't get you fired, I don't know what will.
I get it.
We had a top three easiest schedule of the year out of any team, and we went, and we're right now we're 8-8.
I think genuinely, you know,
disgusting,
bro,
that is.
You guys should have tanked 6 weeks ago, like you said.
Literally should have tanked. We could have at least drafted like a good quarterback.
Because at this point, there's not even a point of going to the playoffs.
I'm not going to go to the playoffs and just get beat by the Cowboys.
There's no point right now.
Will you be watching that game?
If we were in the playoffs?
Yeah.
I would watch it. Wow. I would watch it. There's a chance, but I'd turn it off after like the second and third quarter when we get blown out.
What's your injuries like now? Like as of right now?
They're not the best.
Yeah,
we've been injured all season, like here and there.
Because in your position is like, okay, you make the playoffs. Oh shit, we're gonna get spanked. Okay, we don't make the playoffs. What the fuck? What do we do for the season?
Just wasted it.
It's like, we're like a middle ground, like
with good potential players.
That's the most like.
There's no win.
Part.
It's like a lose situation.
Yeah.
There's like the thing is like a lot of teams. You could be a bad team, but at least you have something to look forward to, like some kind of hope. Like the Bears have some kind of hope. If Justin Fields could turn out better, they have hope. If they get Caleb Williams, they have hope. Like the Panthers have Bryce Young. I know he's not been amazing, but they have hope at least. You know, he'll be better, right? The Saints, what do they have to look forward to? We have an older quarterback on an insane contract.
Yeah.
We have an amazing running back, a Hall of Fame running back who is being misused. Our best receiver has been hurt again this year. Our head coach is incompetent. It doesn't look like he's getting fired. There's literally zero future to this team. Hopefully. Like, literally zero future as of right now.
The offseason got to be fucking phenomenal.
The Commanders have something to look forward to. At least motherfuckers might get Caleb Williams and a new stadium. The Saints have absolutely nothing to look forward to.
They played it right.
Absolutely nothing. So, that's just shows incompetence from the top down, starting with the owner.
Thought on Derek Carr for the season.
Ass.
Yeah.
I don't think nothing else to say.
He's been playing good, like, very, the past few seasons.
He had
two, three games in a row.
Playing like how he should have been the whole year. But when we needed those wins in the middle of the season, where was he?
Yeah. I mean, he threw for 300 a couple of times in the middle of the season. Then
it doesn't matter, bro. It doesn't matter. We needed was wins. What we needed was winning plays, and all he was doing was throwing interceptions and yelling at teammates on the sidelines. That's all he was doing.
Yeah.
I don't hate the guy, but he's just not the quarterback. Not the quarterback that for us. Not the quarterback I thought he was going to be. I had high hopes. My hopes were too high. They were definitely too high.
Bring them down next time.
Yeah.
The other team in the hunt, which is the Bills, they're 10-6. Yes, sir. If they basically win this game against
Bryce. It's 99%.
It's a division title game. Whoever wins.
Yeah.
If they lose. What does that say about Josh Allen?
I don't think it's anything new. It's just like
their team is just not that good. I ain't gonna lie. The head coach is also a little bit questionable. Yeah.
And like, Josh Allen has underperformed in some of the most crucial games so far in his career.
Like, they just started getting a little better running game recently.
Yeah.
But what does that change? So, I mean,
like, bro, Stephon Diggs underperforming.
So far in the last few weeks, yes, but like, overall, throughout the season, he's been great.
He's been a little average.
He's been average. Like, these past few games, like you've been saying, like, he's not doing anything.
There, yeah, no.
When, but like,
that's the crunch time in the season. The last few weeks of the season.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I think the Bills need like a little bigger revamp. Because Gabe Davis is not a receiver two. He's not a wide receiver two. He's not good enough. We thought he was. Everybody thought he was very, very good after that. Remember that game against the Chiefs?
Yeah.
The famous game in the playoffs where they were going back and forth and the Chiefs won with like 10 seconds left or something like that.
Yeah.
We thought Gabe Davis was him after that game. But then, ever since then, there's no consistency on his end. I think they need to rebuild the roster a little bit.
And the last few weeks, they lost a few questionable games, but they also had big wins against like good teams. Like against the Jets, who have great defense.
They beat the Cowboys.
31-10. That was a big smack. they beat the Chiefs by three.
Mm-hmm. They've had some decent wins.
Yeah. So in the past few weeks, yeah, they've been nice. But their main receiver, I mean, he has been on and off, and he's been average this season. And I don't know, man. The game against the Dolphins, they might lose that. There's a good chance.
Let's pick, they're still make playoffs even if they lost.
No, it's 67%.
If they lose, they have like the Bills are in one of like the weirder situations. Yeah. Like a bunch of things could happen, and they could literally win the division title if they won the game.
Yeah.
And if they lose the game, if they lose a game and like 3-4 other things go like a certain way, they could miss the playoffs entirely. You know how crazy that is? Game, if you win, you win the division title. If you lose, you have a chance to miss the playoffs. That's crazy. Oh, it's not going to happen.
No, fucking.
And Tyreek Hill's going to be wanting some revenge because his house caught on fire and shit. Like,
that's crazy. He
set the on fire.
He's definitely going to be playing on fire. Yeah, yeah. Like, the last time these two teams played, I think the Bills won comfortably.
Yeah.
I think in the last 10 matchups, like, I could be wrong, but in the last 10 matchups, Miami versus Josh Allen, he's won like 9 of them. Because who on the Dolphins defense do you have to match up with Josh Allen? If nobody's getting open, like receivers, he's going to take off. They don't have a good linebacking core. Like, who's tackling Josh Allen?
But like,
yeah, you're right.
But what was
like
the record
four
with?
Four teams that have to go like win or lose. Yeah, something has to go
crazy for them to like miss the playoffs. Yeah. We've seen crazy shit happen. But yeah.
What was the record with like Tua? Like, because Tua's been playing.
What do you mean?
Like, you said 9 years, right?
No. 9 like matchups.
Oh, 9 matchups. Oh, okay, never mind.
Like the last 9-10 matchups.
Yeah. Never mind.
Josh Allen and the Bills have won like 8 or 9 of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they've had the Dolphins number. They've had the Dolphins number.
That's
so
true.
I think it's gonna happen again. I think the Bills are gonna win.
I mean, they won in October too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like Miami could just go off and score 30-40 points.
Yeah.
And catch the Bills off guard, but I don't see that happening. I haven't seen the Dolphins be like that against winning teams.
Yeah.
The only winning team they really beat was the Cowboys. And even that came down to some controversial calls and some last-second heroics and shit, right? Yeah. They wanted the buzzer. It was just like literally a walk-off field goal. So I'm going to pick the Bills to win.
I'm feeling Josh Allen shit in the bed this game.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I think Miami.
Is it at Miami?
No, brother. No.
I think so.
I don't know if it's at
Miami. It is at Miami. Yeah.
So that's good for Miami.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's also good for Josh Allen too.
Miami has that like one of the best home field advantages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're a completely different team at home and away.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to pick Stephon and the Bills.
Stephon the Bills. I mean, shit, I hope he performs. You're on a fantasy team. And I'm in the championship round.
Nah, bro. I think this is going to be a big comeback.
Oh, yeah.
Bro.
Shit. I believe
the score. What's the score?
Calling 6 receptions, 136 yards, 2
damn.
Touchdowns.
6 receptions.
Bro, he had that ready.
That way too quick. Say it again.
6 receptions, 136 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Okay.
Damn. He had that ready. You wrote that somewhere before?
Slow D. Yeah. Slow D.
It sounds like you already put the bet.
Yeah. I don't know about all that.
Nah, bro.
I don't know about all that, but I know Tyreek Hill's going to score a touchdown. That's all I know.
Shit.
I don't know if they win the game, but because
he didn't score
one last game when he dropped that in the end zone. Remember that? He like fumbled the ball in the end zone.
Yeah.
He's gonna catch a touchdown. So that's my lock for the week. Tyreek Hill, anytime TD, and Bills money line.
Shit.
6 receptions, 136 yards, 2
banger.
Touchdowns.
It's a banger parlay.
How many yards did you say?
136.
He hasn't dropped 136 since like
he
week,
he
like
will
five
trust,
or six.
Trust.
I mean, he dropped 5 like in a row of 100 fucking games. Or like 4.
Not looking good.
I believe it. Shit. I hope he comes back. Fucking score 6 like, touchdowns.
That's
for
probably
my
the like the best matchup of Week 18.
Yeah.
I think the rest of them are like.
I might have to switch my. I was looking at the injury report. They have so many people who are playing Miami, but Tua, he's technically injured. He's playing. He practiced.
Mm-hmm.
Ramsey's injured. They have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Jesus Christ.
They have, I think, Bills have like 5 people. You look at this. Bills have 5 people. And they're all starters too. Tyreek Hill is going through an ankle injury.
Tyreek Hill going through something else.
I didn't know all that, and I still picked the Bills. So.
Yeah. Raheem Mostert, but come on. Yeah.
I mean, they're all going to play it. They're all going to play it. They're just questionable. Year, you know, it's That's how
they're not even questionable.
It's the last week of the season. Like everybody's questionable. Everybody's hurt at the end of the season. There's nobody's
everybody's fully limited
healthy.
Or denied.
Shout out
Mostert,
though.
Nobody's healthy.
That motherfucker been fucking demon.
Who?
Yeah, Mostert been gone.
Mostert,
this year.
Yeah.
I mean, he was nice on the 49ers.
He's super
he got injured
underrated.
A lot, but
he's super underrated.
He just got injured a lot. That's it.
Yeah, he's
in practice on Wednesday.
But
you
shit.
Don't need practice. He knows everything.
Let's go, Tyreek Hill. Burn the fucking stadium down
for
your house.
You sir. Fucked up for that. I hope you lose all the money you make on this. Bet on this game.
Who said I was betting?
Come on, I know you.
I'm already.
Of course, you're betting on BetUS.
I am.
Bet
maybe,
US.
Maybe for a different game. Different game. I'll let y'all have this one. I'll let y'all have the odds for this game.
I go
with a different game. You know. But
yeah.
Who would you pick, Dodge?
I'm gonna go with the Bills.
This is crazy.
Due to the injuries.
Interesting.
This is nothing to do with the game, but if. I'm reading this quote from ESPN. A fire at the $7 million home owned by Tyreek Hill was started by a child playing with his cigarette lighter in the bedroom.
His child?
It says a child.
What the fuck? A child. He's not
it's
even
probably,
having a
it's probably,
child.
His he has it's like, his kid. Tyreek has like six baby mamas. So
that's interesting.
It's one of his kids. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but I mean, good thing nobody was in the house. Nobody
very
got hurt.
Unfortunate. Yeah.
But I mean, that's crazy.
Three. Okay.
Oh, let's touch on the Eagles.
Mm.
Come on, bro. I've been waiting for this one.
Damn.
Bless me.
Bless you.
I've been waiting on some.
Damn. Shit. Ruptured my eardrum.
I've been waiting on some Jalen Hurts and Eagles talk.
Yeah,
bro.
That's not a. It's not a whole lot to say besides like
I'm here to hate on Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
They're definitely not the team that we thought they were. Mm-hmm. Like they had a crazy record, what 10-3? They were 11-3 or something like that. Yeah. 11-4 or something.
The tush push.
A lot of
Eagles fans
boosted a lot of stats.
Yeah.
A lot of Eagles fans are saying that Nick Sirianni is a fraud.
Now
he is a fraud. He's been a fraud. Okay. He's literally been a fraud. Mm-hmm. I don't like he has the charisma to be a Philly coach, mm-hmm. but he doesn't have the X's and O's. You can only be a man manager for so long. Like you have to have some kind of combination of both. You can't just be like a player's coach and not know any tactics, or you can't be just a tactician and have no player management skills.
True.
Like you gotta have a mix. What does Sirianni do on the tactic side? He's not the defensive coordinator and he's not the offensive coordinator. So he's just there to,
motivational
he's
leader.
Just there to like keep the team together and motivate everybody, right? Like
motivational
that's,
leader.
That's not how you win in the NFL. Yeah, like, you have to have a combination of both.
That's true.
So I don't
they lost.
He's not the reason that they're this bad because the record is still good. They won a lot of games, but
it's just the past few games have been embarrassing.
No, it's been. I mean, technically the whole season, like their offense hasn't been right. The defense is terrible.
Yeah.
Like
defense,
but that's not even like surprising at this point. Like the thing is, their offense is loaded, and they're not good. Devontae Smith, AJ Brown, Julio Jones, Goddard, Swift, Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
But
bro, like.
The reason why.
What more do you want?
Way more turnovers. Yeah. Way more turnovers from Hurts.
Yeah.
He's not been accurate these past
few
games.
Yeah, this season. Yeah,
right?
He's definitely underperformed.
He's definitely underperforming, but that tush push is what's fooling everyone.
It boosted
right
a lot of stats, bro.
It's fooling
touchdown,
everyone.
He broke the touchdown record, and they're all like 1 yard rushes, bro.
So annoying.
Getting pushed in the butt.
Like, I'm not mad at them because like they found a way to like stretch the rules or one or play on the edge of the rule book. That's cool. But I mean,
it
made you guys look better than you guys actually are.
Yeah.
As a fantasy owner, cool Hurts. But
you get my points.
Yeah, cool Hurts.
Yeah, you gave me my points. But real life, you ass.
Yeah. As a Washington fan, as a fan in general.
Yeah.
You suck.
They're most likely gonna underperform.
Not
in the
as perfect
playoffs.
As you thought you were, huh?
Yeah.
Those losses to the 49ers, Cowboys,
Cardinals
especially, and Seahawks. I mean, you can say questionable, but like,
doesn't it bring you guys joy though? Like seeing Sirianni lose.
Yeah.
You know,
it does.
It does, right?
Definitely does.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll be fired though.
Yeah.
Not this season.
Really?
You think he'll be fired?
I don't think so.
They had like 11, 12 wins.
Yeah. I don't think so. No, I don't think he'll be fired.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But
so
they'll still give him another chance.
Another year.
Yeah, at least. Mm-hmm. At least another year, I think.
But,
yeah.
But instead of the Eagles, now it's the Cowboys. So,
shit.
Even worse.
They're both Eagles.
You're fucking worse,
bro. It's like a lose situation.
Yeah.
Even worse.
Funny shit.
Don't know who to take at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I got it out of my system. Let's hate on Jalen Hurts some more.
Big haters.
I'm here to hate on him.
I don't hate Jalen Hurts. Nah, he's a nice dude.
Nah, bro.
What's wrong with Jalen Hurts?
None. It was just a joke online. Go right. I was like, somebody needs to hate on this man.
I've been hearing all that. He's like, he's not only a perfect player, he's a perfect human being. The way he talks to people, the shit he says. Like when he gives post speeches, like him. This man is a robot. He's like pre-fed lines.
People are big haters, man.
I despise him.
Hey, man, I think he's a great guy. I mean, I should hate him, but I don't hate him.
Hey, man, if he's on my team, go him, bro. But
let's calm down with the glazing. All right, move on from week 18. Unless we got any other exciting matchups, I don't think there is any.
Not really.
Not much. Browns Bengals would have been a great matchup if motherfuckers were still alive and fucking play. But. Yeah, nah. Not many fucking good matchups. And after that, we'll get into the NFL playoffs next week. Tune in with some great changes. But on to the NBA, ladies and gentlemen, with Ja Wick.
Oh, my God.
Coming back.
What was it?
Fine. Bow, bow, fine. Bow, bow, fine. Bow, bow. On the tallest motherfucker in the league's head, he dunking. He laying it up. He's hitting last-minute shots. He came back like he never left. Ladies and gentlemen, the one who totes, the one who aims, the one who shoots. Ja Wick.
Ja Wick, bro.
Back with the bangers.
Grizzlies still stuck. Still stuck. Yeah. So, I mean.
Yeah. Well,
they traded every fucking buddy.
They doesn't really move the needle for me too much. He's the best player. He'll win some games. He'll win some games for them.
He's Westbrook on OKC when everybody left.
Okay, let's calm down. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I got no help.
I can see that.
Yeah. Fucking, what's his name? Short arms is like Desmond, fucking Victor Oladipo.
Desmond Bane.
Yeah, basically.
Victor Oladipo.
That's funny. Yeah, where is he? That's actually funny.
Is he on a team?
He was on Miami. Injured. He like tore his fucking.
Yeah, he got hurt like 100 times.
Yeah, and the last one was like done. Like, yeah, he's fucking cooked. Yeah, his cooked. Knees are dead.
Absolutely.
No, dust.
There's nothing left. Yeah,
rubber band for ACLs.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ja, I mean, he's been good. We all know how amazing he is. Like
third to last on the bottom.
Yeah. We literally know. Like we saw all he can do last year. He can do it all, but that team's just not good enough. Yeah. He shipped away too many players. Steven Adams hurt.
He's been hurt for a long fucking time.
I think he's out for the whole year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. Yeah, fun to see him back though. I mean, I'll still watch the games just for Josh. I ain't gonna lie. I did not watch a single Grizzlies game
without him.
Yeah.
Until he came back, I've seen like four or five.
That was struggling, bro. Marcus Smart was crying out there.
Jaren Jackson, he hasn't been anything special this year.
Overrated.
Yeah.
Desmond Bane, come on.
Overrated. They were all looking.
Biyombo has been probably.
They all looked a lot better because Ja was on the court and everybody's paying attention. It's just like any other good team. When you have a good player, all the attention goes towards them, and the other players look better because they're getting single coverage, they're getting open looks. When Ja's not there and Desmond Bane is getting doubled and
cooked,
and Jaren Jackson's getting doubled,
not doing anything,
they're not special enough to overcome that. So.
Bro can't even grab four fucking rebounds.
So that's what I'm saying.
Lost my fucking bet. Not my bet. My friend's bet.
That's what I'm saying, man. So.
But
not much to talk about there.
Nowhere, Grizzlies going nowhere. However, we have a little problem in LA with bald head coach and a big star player. And there seems to be a lot of distance in the locker room, according to late news and hella losses in LA. Is the team upstairs above us shaking in their boots?
I think they should be.
The Lakers have lost 8 of their last 10 games.
Yep.
And
Since the season tournament win.
Tanking?
For what? For what?
They're not tanking, which is the scary part. They're not
LeBron
tanking.
They're not tanking.
What is going on?
They're just not playing well. They're just not playing well. I don't even know what the problem is. I just think they're just not playing well. The roster's not bad. The coach might be a problem, but the team's not bad at all.
Is it the coaching then?
17-18 right now. They have a losing record.
I don't know if you can blame it all on the coach, but from what I've seen, his rotations are not the best.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little questionable here and there.
I mean,
I get he's still trying to figure it out because it's a little bit different roster from last season, so he's trying to figure out who fits where. Also, they do have a lot of injuries. I'll give them that. Since the first week of the season, they haven't had a proper lineup of their players. Vanderbilt came back, and then a few other players got injured.
Yeah.
You know, small injuries here and there to everybody. I mean, it happens to every team, but I feel like the Lakers have definitely not had their full squad for like
an extended, last for an
extended
Miami?
Period of time. Yeah.
I think they'll pick it
against
back up.
Miami,
bro.
I think they made like 3 threes out of 30.
They
went 3 for 30, right?
A terrible game,
bro. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm saying it was. They're just not playing well. It's not like, it's not like they don't have the potential to be good. They're just, not getting it done. I don't know why. I don't know. I think
the role player is not playing as good. I don't know.
It's weird, not even man. Like
because LeBron's not 35 anymore. He's not gonna be able to do 35 and 40 yeah. every single game. He's gonna do it.
Max 20.
He'll do it every other game. Every other three games, he might have like a 35-30 point game, maybe. But you can't expect LeBron to run this show every single night. AD has to step up. Austin Reeves has to step up. I know D'Lo's been hurt, but D'Lo has to step up. D'Lo's been terrible. When was the last time D'Lo scored like 20 points? It's been like a month or two. Your starting point guard for the Lakers can't score 20 points consistently. And that's not even him like... Like not trying to. He genuinely can't score 20 points consistently.
I think genuinely, bro, like we're talking about the Lakers because of LeBron, right?
Obviously.
But like, do you really think they could compete with those teams?
Who's those
Lakers?
Teams?
Like
the Nuggets?
They can't even compete with Timberwolves. OKC, yeah, so, don't even talk about them. They've been amazing this season.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So like, why are we like putting those expectations? Oh, we're putting those expectations because of LeBron.
Because they
and
won.
It's the Lakers. Always want Lakers.
It's the Lakers.
They just won the in-season tournament. Of course you have expectation. You don't, I mean, after they won that tournament, I mean, they've been playing 8-2, or 2-8,
whatever the record is.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know why they've been terrible. I don't think there's like one singular reason. I think it's just like a bunch of shit.
I think
like you said, like the locker room is starting to like they're not fully bought in on Darvin Ham. Yeah.
Reeves said the vibes are shit.
The vibes are not there. Yeah. I think after the tournament, something maybe might have happened in the locker room. Nobody knows, but.
Maybe it wasn't Russell Westbrook after all. Just saying.
Oh my god!
Come on,
but honestly, I think it is a little bit of the coaching. And I think the teams that they've been seeing in the last like few games, those teams have been on fire and improved. I mean, the Pelicans have been great. Mm-hmm. The Spurs have their moments. The Celtics have been fucking amazing.
They're good. Yep.
Timberwolves have been amazing. They managed to beat OKC a while ago, but fuck, I mean, these teams are all good.
Mm.
And I mean, they smacked the fucking Pelicans in that fucking in season tournament. So they have
flashed. The talent.
It's there. It's just like something is missing.
I just think it's like a little.
It's a combination of both.
It's a hiccup.
It's a hiccup, bro. They're like gonna get back to it.
They need the All Star break thing so they can just rest a little bit.
LeBron needs his bubble rest.
You know? LeBron needs rest.
They've had Darvin Ham.
Oldest man in the league needs a rest.
No, I need it.
How long have they had Darvin Ham? A season and a half.
Is this his second year or is this his third year?
I think it's third.
Was Westbrook on Lakers last? He got traded last season
because they won the bubble in 2020 with Vogler. And then
I'm talking about last year. Did Westbrook get shipped to the Clippers?
Yeah.
So Darvin Ham's this is his second year.
So you think they get rid of him this year?
Yeah. No, I don't. I really don't think so because like I said, the teams that they have played.
You gotta have a good replacement though. You can't get rid of him and just. Sign an interim.
I mean, was he a good?
Huh?
Was he even a good replacement?
Who?
Frank?
Darvin Ham?
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
This is his first coaching job, and it's the Lakers.
I know how crazy that is?
That's what I'm saying. That's like a first-time head coach.
He wasn't even a good replacement.
Like a first-time head coach going to, like, Madrid or Barcelona. Like, yeah. I mean, that happens, but they're usually retired players.
Yeah.
Like, who, like, played for that club. Like, Darvin Ham wasn't a Lakers legend. Yeah. Like, why did they suddenly make him the coach? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know the solution, so I don't think they're gonna fire him yet. If it gets,
and it's crazy, they fired Vogel, and he's a great coach.
He's a good coach.
He was even with the Pacers.
Yeah, I don't know why they fired Vogel, but
it was LeBron and AD injuries. Mm-hmm. His record with them wasn't even that terrible. I think he went 130 to 100.
Le GM got him fired, bro.
Bro, that's crazy.
Le GM.
I don't know about all that, but I mean, shit.
Le GM got him.
He's better than Darvin Ham, though.
3 years in, fired him.
My final thought, I think the teams that they have seen in the past few matchups just like worked them out.
They were just good-ass teams.
The only loss that I've seen like questionable is the loss to the Bulls.
That was a bad loss.
Yeah, but the Spurs, I mean, Wembanyama, just different. But then again, the Knicks and the Spurs, those games they should have won. The other losses been great teams, Timberwolves, Celtics, OKC, the Heat also, I don't know, but... There's room to improve with next week or tomorrow's matchup, Grizzlies, and then they see the team. scary team.
Hmm.
With scary hours. With scary the big beard, the big claw.
Wait, the Lakers play the Clippers?
Big no, Westbrook.
We play Pelicans, and we play...
No, January 7th.
So they have Suns, and then we play the Lakers.
Yes, I know. I said they play the Grizzlies, and then they play the Clippers, the team in the basement.
So, cool. I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, answer. Yeah, folks, sure. Bro. Yeah, for sure. Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah. Ask.
So,
great question. Ask.
Yeah.
So, as the season's rolling down, right?
They're going to the playoffs.
We are going to the playoffs.
I didn't say shit. Right?
We are.
But as the season's rolling down, which conference do you think is stronger right now?
West.
West. That list he said
West.
Of the All-Star.
That's not even a question, bro.
No, okay, but listen.
It's so unfair. West.
The seven, I would take 7 to 10. 7 to 10 is better than the 7 to 10 in West right now.
Say it again.
7 and 10 seed?
Okay.
Is better than the 7 and 10 seed in West.
What do you mean by this? That doesn't make sense.
I don't think so, buddy.
Bro.
Are you serious?
Bro,
the Cavaliers?
Sorry, my
bad.
Okay, I saw Brooklyn and Hawks, bro. Sorry.
Maybe the Celtics, that's it.
But okay.
Bro, what are you talking about?
The
bro?
Celtics is the only one that to compete.
In our number one
really?
Seed is
what
the
Timberwolves. What about the Bucks, bro?
Yeah, right, bro. The Bucks are not
you can't
the Bucks are
Bucks.
Not amazing. They lost out of 5 games to the Pacers, they're 4-1. To the Pacers.
Haliburton.
Damian Lillard was supposed to come to the Bucks and everybody was shook.
I don't think that trade worked out as
everybody
expected.
Everybody was shook. And it's still early. Yeah, the season's not even close to over. They have a lot of time, but still. As of right now, it has not worked out the way they wanted
not,
to.
It's not up to the expectation. It was scary hours. It was fucking...
Yeah, it was supposed to be Dame's going to drop...
Terrifying hours.
Dame's going to drop 30-40 every game because it's so
freaky,
Giannis...
Freaky time.
Yeah,
freaky.
Oh, like freak time is crazy.
Freak time
bro.
Is crazy.
Freak time, freak time, is, like, freak time is insane, bro.
Yeah. But what I think is it takes some time.
It does. It does.
Right?
Yeah.
I think later on in the season, they're going to kick it up.
I'm not writing them off.
That's what I think.
I'm not writing them off, but like...
I think they're
with how good Dame was supposed to be.
They're the second seed.
They're
I'll
supposed
give,
to be,
it's, but it's the East.
They're like, supposed to be better though.
Bucks will always be top 5.
Yeah, they're still good. They're still good.
It's Giannis. I mean,
Back obvious. To what you were saying.
Yeah,
the East.
What
is
about
not
top
even,
7?
The East isn't even
Celtics,
compared.
Bucks,
is it because
Sixers,
of,
Heat,
is it because
Pacers,
the Pistons,
Magic.
And the Wizards,
bro,
and the Magic
bro,
that
are
holding?
Are you serious?
I know. There's
After the second, third team in the Eastern Conference, it's all mid after that.
Hey, man. Watch the Knicks.
Yo.
The Miami
Heat have 3 wins, bro.
The Miami Heat are the 4th seed. And, like, they're,
oh
like,
my God.
They're a height, bro. They're pretty average. Like,
watch
the,
out
Heat,
for
the Heat don't move the needle like, against anybody. And they're the 4th seed in the East. And, like, the top 8 seeds in the West are all insane.
Watch out. Watch out for OG and the Knicks, bro. Wait for it.
That trade does absolutely nothing for either side.
I think it does something for the Raptors only because they're young. That's it.
And also because RJ Barrett is from Canadian. That's why. But like,
and Quickley's not bad, bro.
He's not bad at all. Yeah, he's not bad. I know Knicks fans were upset that Quickley left, but like,
yeah.
I don't think OG really moves the needle for the Knicks.
Nothing.
I don't really know.
He moves.
Nothing.
He brings defense.
Yeah,
defense
like,
that Knicks need.
I don't really know what that does. Like, that doesn't make him
any better.
Like a conference contender. Anyhow. There were like I don't know what it added. Yeah, it added defense, but shit. But
he's better.
No, but you're right. It doesn't do shit to the team.
It doesn't really do much.
But Brooks is it's better. Still something.
They need like a bona fide superstar. Like Brunson is nice. Randall is not him. They need Donovan Mitchell. Yeah. They need like I don't even know, bro. Like
Kyrie.
He's a real superstar. At least he has like superstar tendencies. Like Julius Randall is not him. What was that side eye for?
I'm gonna give a side eye.
Explain.
But Julius Randle is terrible.
How is Kyrie not a star?
He is a star.
So
I can side eye.
You know what side eye means, right? It means you don't agree.
No, I can side eye.
So why is he a star?
Side eye is it's funny. Kyrie came out. It's funny.
Julius Randle
is not terrible. Julius Randle is not terrible.
Both for Kyle Kuzma.
He just has like he goes on these spurts of greatness and then just. Ass.
What was the last sport of greatness you saw from Julius Randle? Name probably one like, game you saw him play amazing.
With that look at your goddamn laptop. I have to.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. But if you have to go and I'll look you, up yeah. the last good game that a star had, he's not a star.
He's not.
Yeah.
don't think he's even on the.
He used to be a star. I think he fell off, bro. He fell off big time.
He's not even on the.
That's Jalen Brunson's team. He's not even on
the All Star. It is. He plays for the New York Knicks, one of the biggest franchises in the world, not even just the US, the world. Yeah. And you can't make an All Star game. That's not a star. It's not a star. Damn. Your own city and one of the biggest fan bases doesn't want to vote for you. You're not him.
Brunson's way higher in fucking votes.
Brunson is nice. Yeah. Brunson still he still doesn't get the respect he deserves.
Because he's not flat. He's not dunking or flashing.
Yeah,
like
but he's all
that crazy. He'll cook you.
He drops 40 points on like any team in the league. Exactly. On the Celtics, on the Bucks, on the Lakers, he literally dropped 30, 40 points. It doesn't even matter.
Big loss for the Mavs. But
Mavs miss him. You can't say Mavs won't miss him. They definitely miss him.
The Mavs miss him, but at the same time, the Mavs didn't even get a chance to give him an offer. He just left. He was like, I'm just going to take the offer and go because my dad's involved over here.
New York.
I have other family ties over here. I'm going to go to the Knicks. I don't blame him. But it wasn't the Mavs' fault for Brunson leaving. It was Brunson's own choice that he wanted to leave.
That's true.
But, yeah, he's still underrated. Just because he doesn't.
Either way, Julius Randle is fucking ass. Crazy.
Yeah, I don't know what you. I don't know why you're trying to act like you're a Randle fan right now.
I'm not a Randle fan. I just think that he could be better. He just hasn't been.
Obviously. Okay. Anybody could be better, obviously.
That's true.
He's been asked for like 5 years. Like he hasn't lived up to the potential at all. When he came to the Knicks, we were like, oh shit, Randle's on the Knicks now. The Knicks might be a serious contender now. Mm. Remember when that hype when Randle came?
I never went on the hype.
Big maybe.
That shit was I never went on the hype.
I'm not saying we're gonna win a chip. When Randle came, people were like, oh shit, the Knicks might be serious now. You know, now they got Julius Randle, but he fell off.
Brunson is the guy there.
Yeah, we all know that. It's nothing to even debate about that. But
Who else? Who have we not?
There's two more teams I want to talk about. It's the Clippers and the Celtics. The last two teams I want to talk about. Let's start with the Clippers.
Going to the playoffs.
Because the Celtics are the best team. So
once again,
that's fine.
Okay, we'll start with the Celtics. Fuck it.
Celtics are the greatest team I've ever seen in my whole life.
Sorry, no. You know what's crazy about the Celtics?
What?
All five of their starters are in the All-Star game right now. As of right now. You know how insane that is?
That's a super team right there.
That's like the 2016 Warriors.
I was just about to say, Boston effect. The Warriors, they only had four. They didn't have five. Shit. The Celtics have five.
Bro, the way Drew Holiday, I've seen...
Tatum, Brown, Porzingis, and I think Derek White.
How's Derek White? Derek White's good.
He's been playing really good.
But the only reason he's in there is because Boston has a huge fan base. Yeah. That's literally it. He doesn't.
Motherfuckers voted for every single one of those.
He didn't deserve to be an All-Star, but he's been playing really good.
They took advantage of the x3 voter odds.
We have a big fan base. You're supposed to.
We know that Tatum and Brown are amazing. They're amazing, but Porzingis.
He's been playing good. Yeah.
That guy is unstoppable, bro.
He changed the dynamic.
That guy's unstoppable.
You reminiscing?
I mean, no, I knew that. I knew that the Wizards.
He's playing the best he's played,
but he's been playing like that on the Celtics, and that shit's.
Even need to be the first, second, or third option at times. Yeah. You know how ridiculous that is? Like a 7'2", 7'3" guy who can shoot from anywhere. He gets no double teams. He's literally against no double teams.
He doesn't have to be playing in the paint either.
He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah. It's crazy because he started with Knicks. He got injured and stuff, right? We were like, oh, he's never going to be that again.
Yeah.
And then.
Then he went to the Mavs and then to the Wizards, right?
Wizards, yeah. And now he's like balling, bro.
Now he's playing like
fit right in.
Amazing.
It's a great fit. You can't.
That's crazy. I didn't know it was all five of them. That's insane,
bro. I think they have the best roster in the league. I think they're the best team in the league.
Oh yeah,
I agree with that.
Like,
I think
if they don't make it to the finals, let's assume they're healthy. Yeah. If they don't make it to the finals,
Something has to change. Jalen Brown getting shipped.
Something has changed.
As a first motherfucker.
Because you had this team and you don't make the finals, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know what to say at that point.
You got five All-Stars, basically.
Literally five All-Stars. That's the best team in the league going off that.
Five All-Stars. I don't know
what to say. That's insane. Yeah.
I hate that it's Celtics, but bro. You gotta appreciate
good,
it, bro.
Yeah. That's just when you watch them play, this is good basketball. If they're not having an off shooting night, which doesn't happen often, but when you watch the Celtics play, you're like, damn, I wish my team could play like that.
Yeah,
like,
literally, bro.
They're passing the ball well. No one's being super selfish.
They just play good basketball.
Yeah. No one really has a crazy big ego. Like, It's just a good team, man. It's good hoops.
I think the team's been together for so long now that like they all understand.
Yeah,
each
a lot
other.
Of the players, the people that come in, a lot of the players have been there. Yeah,
their coaching staff and like
they just, buy like. The
how do you feel about Joe Mazzulla? Mm-hmm. How much of this is because of him? Because I think they're
I don't know about because of him.
I think there's just too much talent.
They were really, really good without him. So
It's not a lot. It's just like the team, like you said, has already been there, and the role players that they added, the players that they added, fit right.
The players that they bring in don't really have like ego like that. Yeah. They bring in players who just want to win,
and they fit right in.
What Brogdon wanted to win.
Yeah.
Jrue Holiday wants to win.
Derek White.
Porzingis wants to win. Derek White wants to win. They don't really bring in like super big headed players. So I mean, it's small on their part, you know.
Mm. So what team is challenging them from the West?
Clippers, baby. Put up the biggest
fight. Clippers, Nuggets.
OKC.
Are you saying for the finals?
I mean,
are you assuming the Celtics make the finals?
Finals, yeah.
Mavs if they're healthy.
OKC.
Yeah, definitely Mavs if they're healthy, buddy.
OKC.
Because Mavs when they're healthy, you can literally beat anybody.
Josh Giddey.
Josh, you need to calm down.
OKC is a really good team.
OKC is fire. I just don't think.
I haven't seen the same like Nuggets team, even though the Nuggets are still really good. They haven't been exactly the same squad. But I mean, that's why it's super hard to win back to back championships. Yeah. Like, it does not happen often. It happened with the Warriors because the Warriors are amazing. It happened with the Miami Heat because they had LeBron and D Wade. Not many teams win back to back. You know, it's super hard because all your film is out there. Your championship film is out there. You played more games than anybody else. People see exactly how you play. The Nuggets also kept a lot of the same players. They still run a lot of the same plays, probably. Same coach. So,
but
the teams, it's not like you can figure them out, but you find out more ways to slow them down. So
they're still good, though.
They're still really, really good. Yeah, they're but I don't see the same level that I saw from last year. Yeah. The level where you're like, yo, these guys are like low-key unstoppable. I don't see that level. They might regain it like closer to the playoffs. It's still early, but.
They can tap into that, though. You never know.
I don't see the Nuggets making the finals again. I can't lie. Yeah. But if I had to pick one team...
See, the thing is, Wolves and OKC, they're such a new team.
Yeah, they're
going to... I don't think they have
the... One of them, if not both of them, will fall off closer to the playoffs. Like,
I don't think OKC is going to fall off.
But fall off as in like... You'll see their experience come back to bite them.
I know what you mean.
They're too young to know like what a good playoff series like how it's supposed to go.
So then the only experienced ones are Denver and then some people in Clippers.
All
along Clippers.
See, like, okay, we can move to the Clippers now. Like the Clippers are a really, really good team. Like they're clicking amazingly. They won so many games in a row. Yeah, we all know that. Four like star players. We know they're all good in the regular season. We literally know that. Harden's a good regular season player. Paul George's always been a good player in regular season. Westbrook knows his role now. He's an unselfish player. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Thanks.
Kawhi is Kawhi. Like, he's not what he used to be, but he's the only player who's won a ring. So whatever Kawhi says is what you're going to do, right?
Yeah.
I think Paul George said it on his podcast. He was just like, Kawhi's the only one with a ring. So, you know, whatever the rest of us have to do to, you know, make this team better, we're going to do it. He says none of us have an ego. We're all having healthy conversations on who's going to sacrifice what. So Clippers are in a good spot.
That's true.
But I mean, I can't get too high on them because history shows that majority of those players are not the same player when it comes to crunch time. That's it. Until I see them do it in the playoffs.
It needs to be done. I think they have everything they need.
They have everything they need. The good coach, good players, good playmaking, good shooting, good defense.
Can they do it? Will be good.
Even if they're not fully healthy, they should be good enough to get to at least the conference, at least the conference finals.
Besides like the Nuggets and maybe the Mavs,
the Celtics.
The Suns were supposed to be there, but the Suns are not there.
Suns are not it. Bradley 65 Beal, minutes total between Bradley the big Beal three. Come on,
is playing terribly. I know he's coming off a lot of injuries. But he's not playing well. And KD is too fragile, and Devin Booker can't carry a team by himself. So that's
Devin Booker is selfish.
They have no. It's not even selfish. Can't carry nobody else.
He's selfish, but he's been selfish though. He's literally a Kobe.
But he has to be selfish.
He's a Kobe fan. Like he plays like how he thinks Kobe would play. Like every game he goes into, he's like, I'm Kobe. I'm gonna shoot all the big shots. I'm gonna do it because this is my team. And Kevin Durant should be a little bit more of an alpha and be like, let me take over. Let me start taking 20 shots a game. Instead, KD's
not healthy enough.
Instead, some games, when he is healthy and playing, he'll be like, oh, I'm only going to take 10 shots. I'm only going to take 12 shots, 9 shots here, there, and see how I fit into the offense, and you know, we'll be good. That's not how it works. That's not how it works, buddy.
He made his money.
If you want to be the guy, yeah, see, that's why he's coasting. He's not. Yeah. He doesn't want to be the alpha. He's definitely not the alpha on that team. That's why I don't think the Suns. I think I saw on the last episode. I don't see them. If KD is not firing on all cylinders,
The Suns are not.
It's not gonna happen because their roster is not good enough.
I really thought Bradley Beal would make some sort of like a big difference. But he doesn't look anything
like when he was the highest score in the league. He doesn't look anything like that.
I mean, they won one game together. And that's it.
65 minutes, bro. That's all the three have together. I know. That's fucking worse than Brooklyn. It's
worse
era.
Than Brooklyn. Like, it might
be. We got 13 games at least.
So I mean, it really is the Nuggets, the Clippers, the Mavs. Maybe the Suns. Okay, maybe the Suns. Big maybe. That's just the four teams.
If they can figure out.
I don't think OKC and Minnesota can win the chip. I think they can make a run in the final, like make a run to the conference or make a run even to the finals. But I don't think either.
When's the deadline for trades and everything?
February 8th. Yeah, February 8th. So, yeah.
I don't know. There's something about the Lakers. They always fiddle their way into the playoffs and then perform. Yeah. They'll change up their entire team.
They'll make the playoffs, but.
The way they play in the playoffs is crazy.
LeBron can't be playing 40 minutes a game. He can't play 40 minutes a game in the playoffs. You need somebody else to show up. Somebody else has to show up for him, bro.
You glorious king.
If KD was doing even half of what LeBron was trying to do this season, the Suns would be a top five seed. But KD can't do that. He can't even get on the fucking court.
Brad and
KD can't get on the court, and LeBron is 40 years old. Putting more minutes in.
Different body composition, different bodies.
Oh, here we go.
It's different mentality, buddy. That's where it is. It's different mentality.
Money spent on body, money spent on. What does KD even spend money on? I feel like KD does nothing other than
fucking
ball.
Strip clubs
absolutely,
and burgers.
Absolutely nothing. I don't know what.
Because of the strip clubs and burgers, your team is a 4 seed, all right?
Yeah, I don't know.
What?
I don't know about just because of it.
The Kawhi plays a bigger part.
Big factor. But there's four big factors. It's not just one of them.
Let's take it. Why not?
It's four big factors, buddy.
The fourth.
The MVP on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. His he does help. Yeah.
If he wasn't on the team, Harden would not be the player he is.
But he's gotten better.
Harden can't play the way he plays if Westbrook wasn't on that team.
Yep.
Because Harden would have to play a lot more bench minutes.
Brody time.
Yeah, I guess.
So you better.
Brody doesn't facilitate the bench.
Who, Westbrook?
Yeah.
You know, Westbrook comes in and he does what Westbrook does. He plays defense, he plays hard.
He's not point guard, yeah.
Harden doesn't play that kind of defense. Harden doesn't play that kind of. He doesn't.
No, Westbrook has an importance to that team.
He's a big role in that team.
He's starting to shoot threes and make them now.
And him being the one that stepped down and was like, I'll go to the bench, that helps everybody else on the team. Because everybody else is like, all right, cool. This guy's a former MVP and he's this unselfish. Like, what excuse?
He didn't even need to go to the bench.
Everybody else,
$1 million deal.
Everybody else, that too.
That's insane.
Everybody else is like, okay, if he's doing that, then who am I? Yeah. Who am I to be like, deadass. I can't sacrifice.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only guy who shouldn't sacrifice much is Kawhi. That's it.
Kawhi.
That's the only person.
Kawhi is doing all right. Nothing he's doing is wrong, I think.
Yeah.
But
whenever he's healthy, he's on the court trying to score. You know, it's all you gotta do.
He's
doing good, man. When he's healthy,
he's playing Bones Highland a little bit more because I feel like later on in the season we need him. Mm. He has no minutes. He gets no minutes.
I mean, there's a reason. There's a reason for that.
Yeah,
he's immature. That's why. He's an immature player.
He'll be alright. He'll be alright.
He shoots a lot of stupid shots. He doesn't even facilitate super well. His defense is not there, and those are all the things that the Clippers need: the defense, facilitating. Maturity.
Terrence was a little disappointed earlier in the season, but he's starting to pick up again. He's trying to figure out his role.
There's two other Hall of Fame guards on the team. So Terrence Mann's like, where the hell do I fit in now? So he has to figure that out too, you know. That's what I'm saying. The Clippers, really, really good team. But I'm not putting any big hope into them.
All my hope is in them. All of it.
I know you guys are.
Every fucking ounce.
I can't put too much hope in them.
Thanks.
I don't really know what else to say.
Appreciate it.
Western Conference is
loaded, though.
Western Conference Finals. What are the odds? Because I think whoever wins.
I know
the
every year we say, like,
okay,
they got to be fully healthy, so it's going to be this and this team. But
take
never,
health is every team. Nice. Let's so say hope. Health is going to be granted. Every team's going to be healthy. We'll say that. You can't, like, factor in health at this point. No.
It's difficult to say from the Western Conference.
It's so tough, bro. It's so hard. If everybody's healthy, the Nuggets are still very, very hard to beat. Because Jokic, nobody can guard Jokic. That's, you know, if the Nuggets role players are making their shots, they're unstoppable. He's literally the best passer.
The Warriors might climb back, too. They're in 11th right now.
Warriors are cooked. Let's not do that.
You never know.
We don't really have to talk about that. I'm going to go out on a limb. It's either going to be Clippers-Nuggets. It's going to be Clippers-Mavs or Nuggets-Mavs. I think those three teams, it's going to be a combination of one of those.
Wait, Western Conference Finals?
Yeah.
No, I think OKC is going to be there.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think they're going to make finals.
I don't think so, like, man. I don't think they'll make
finals. I think the only reason why...
I don't think these young role players are going to do that in the playoffs, what they're doing right now.
If the seedings stay, right, and they stay like the 1-2, that means they're going to play like a Vets. They're going to play Suns or Lakers in the first, second round.
And Vets... are who win in the playoffs. Who win in the playoffs are Vets. Young players don't do well in the playoffs, really.
You guys are forgetting about Houston Rockets. No. Just look at them last year and look at them this year.
I'm sorry.
I just
Brooks effect.
You never know, bro.
No, Houston I know.
Can make a big ass run. You never know.
No, I know, buddy.
And the Suns and the Warriors.
Just stop, guys.
It's okay.
But yeah, I think those teams, Clippers, Mavs, Nuggets, it'll be a combination of one of those in the conference finals.
I agree with that.
All of them have some decent experience. So.
Timberwolves are 24-9, bro. That's crazy, man.
And none of us chose them to go make the conference.
Yeah.
They're a good team, but
they are.
It's because they're just surprising, solid. Man. That's all there is to
surprising.
It.
Yeah, you don't really have film on them to stop Gobert and Towns. Like, you have to have personnel, too, to stop those 2 7-footers.
Gobert develops.
And then
back.
If Gobert and Towns are grabbing every rebound, then you have Ant going off for 30 points every game. So they're a good ass team, man. Yeah. Good ass team, but they're too young. Too young.
But Clippers, bro, I'm
yeah, we know, buddy.
We don't.
The sky's the limit. The sky's the limit.
I agree. All right. So that does it for our first episode of 2024.
Yurt.
And many more to come. If you'd like to stay up to date on everything, Check the Stats, you know where to follow us. All social media platform at Check the Stat 5. Any streaming platform, especially Spotify or YouTube, you can find us at Check the Stat 5 as well. I'm Hamza, along with Dodge, Harry, T-Rain. Happy New Year. Check the Stats.
Yep. Stick to your New Year's resolutions. Don't falter.
Don't leave the gym. Don't just fucking crowd it and then leave 2 weeks later, please.
Vote for Kyle Kuzma for the start of the year.
Don't.
All-star.
Peace.